that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. A thousand shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand. A thousand shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand. But it shall not come nigh thee, 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 it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High thy habitation. No evil shall befall thee, no evil shall befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. No evil shall befall thee, no evil shall befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling.
He shall give his angels charge over thee,
all thy ways.
They shall bear thee up in their hands,
and thou dash thy foot against the stone. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. It shall not come nigh thee, 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 it shall not come nigh thee.
All right, folks, welcome to the program. Here we are today, and we are glad to have you with us on the ninth day of April, 2021, as we share some things that the Lord put on my heart to share tonight with you, and hopefully it'll be a blessing to you and you'll grow, and you'll be able to help others as well as help yourself with this material. But first, before we get into that tonight, we're going to start with the news section of the program, a short section of news that we do. Best-selling devotional, A Rhythm of Prayer, A Rhythm of Prayer, A Collection of Meditation for Renewal, the name of the book, has prayers to help me to hate white people. That's right. That's what the prayer says. Help me to hate white people. It reads, Dear God, help me to hate white people, or at least want to hate them, and on with more garbage, right? Because God wouldn't have you to hate any people. He told us to hate evil, so we would hate the evil that has been written in this book, right? Because you're not to hate white people, black people, brown people, yellow people, any people. You're to hate the devil and the evil of the devil and all that the evil manifests as being. It's wicked. And the Bible commands us to hate evil. But this was written by Chanakwa Walker Barnes, according to bio, is a theologian and a psychologist. Okay, those two don't go together, but okay, whatever. Anyway, it even has a prayer by her against Trump supporters and Fox News. I tell you, amazing how blind people are. Well, I've never seen the blindness I'm seeing right now in this country, and not just concerning this subject, but a whole lot of subjects. It's a tragic situation that our world finds itself in, that our nation finds itself in right now. Sabotage is being done by the enemy on a greater scale, I think, than he's ever done in this country. And while in Canada, our neighbor up north, Grace Life Church in Canada has been raided, fenced, and blockaded by police and the health department there. And mosques are being allowed to gather with large numbers of people without any harassment by the police and the health department, in spite of many people attending. So this is Christian persecution. Yeah. Christian persecution, indeed. So I think that's going to continue to increase, too, by the way. Pagan woman suing Panera Bread after being told she will go to hell by an assistant manager when the manager told her that she, being a pagan, they were talking about things, and when her manager told us that being a pagan, she would go to hell, she vigorously nodded her head in agreement like she wanted to go to hell. And now the woman is suing. She claims to be a part of the pagan religion, right, which is indeed a deceived bunch of people there, unfortunately, but it is. Juanita Bynum had a meltdown because someone called her a Jezebel. Well, she may have a Jezebel spirit. I'm not judging her. I don't know her. But someone did call her that for the reason. So I don't know. Anyway, Senator, also formerly Reverend Raphael Warnock, Democrat of Georgia, claimed on Easter Sunday that the holiday transcends the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and that both Christians and non-Christians can save themselves by doing good unto other people. Oh, really? He was the pastor of Martin Luther King Jr. Church in Atlanta, but obviously not reading the Bible to try to teach people something like that and tell people something like that. That's obviously not lining up with the scripture at all. Yeah. So, yeah, a lot of people not lining up with the scripture these days. It's like they don't even read the scripture. And, you know, also it was shocking how many beautiful women fell for Adolf Hitler back in his day. But not as awful as the terrible fate that befell them. The new book reveals the viewer's sexual allure, and how every woman that an affair that he had with these women that were enamored with him ended in horror or tragedy. Yeah, that's because he was demon-possessed, of course, right? The man was definitely an occultist involved with Satanism and the occult heavily. And so no wonder bad things happened to women that went after him and got involved with him. Yeah. Now, another thing Women are saying that they're having heavier and more painful periods since getting their COVID-19 vaccine, their jab, as several claim too that it had messed up their monthly cycle also. And North Carolina temporarily bans the vaccine after 18 have adverse effects and some are hospitalized. But a whole lot more than that have been having negative adverse situations with their bodies, some dying very quickly. Just reading about one today that died, 90-year-old died within 2 weeks of the vaccine. Others as well that are suffering and not coming back from their situation after having the vaccine. Biden reveals that he broke his foot slipping on a rug while chasing his dog as he swaps to slip-on shoe for CNN interview a week after his fracture. Well, we don't know the story, but he lies constantly, so you don't know. You don't know if he's telling the truth on that. Just a liar. And of course, yeah, it's a lie. I mean, you know, the Democratic Party is known to be liars. So he's lie, and expect everybody to believe him and they're telling the truth. Christianity Today in a recent article said, stupid is what I think, but here's what the article said. Jesus came to earth to teach us how to doubt faithfully. Doubt faithfully. What does that mean? Doubt, how to doubt faithfully. That doesn't even make sense. And that somehow we are saved by his doubt. What? Saved by Jesus's doubts? What in the world are they talking about there? You have any idea what that means? Saved by his doubt? I have no idea what that means. Okay? But because Jesus was the author and finisher of our faith, what? How could that be doubt? That doesn't even compute to my mind. It doesn't even make sense. Lord, help those people who claim to be Christian writing these articles. What's wrong with these people? Can you tell me that? Do they even know Jesus? Do they even know correct theology? Lord, help them. I mean, Jesus walked by faith. He's the author and finisher of faith. He's not the author of doubt and unbelief. Anyway. I tell you, I wouldn't read the magazine. I wouldn't subscribe to it. City Council meeting on April 6th in the assembly of the Kenai Peninsula Borough in Alaska begins its meeting with a prayer to Satan. Really? They begin their meeting with a prayer to Satan? Well, isn't that just so cool? No, it's disgusting, actually. And they think that that's going to do something good for them. It's just going to bring the curse on their whole meeting and everything they're doing, and going to bring a lot of curses into activity. So what's up with that, folks? I'll tell you, it's not a good thing when they're doing that, starting to turn themselves over to Satan by having their assembly begin with a prayer to Satan. I don't know. Lord have mercy on this nation. Lord have mercy on this nation. I wonder if they want his mercy. You ever think about that? Do they even want his mercy today? You got to ask yourself, do they want his mercy? Well, maybe they do. They don't know it. But, you know, like it was in the days of Noah, did those people want the Lord's mercy? They were busy. Yeah, they were busy doing the wicked stuff. And ended up, destruction came suddenly upon them, didn't it? Yeah. And I'm sure there's probably some that tried to get into the ark, but they couldn't. It was too late. And, well, this nation, you know, they may want to save their lives, but they don't want to save their get their soul saved. Could that be the condition that we see a lot of people in today? They want to live physically and continue to do their thing, but as far as when it comes down to it, they really don't want to get their the spirit born again. They just want the convenience of being able to continue to live. Because people don't want to die, perhaps, right? They're not interested in dying. They want to live, but what do they really want to live and do? Yeah. But people are still getting saved. So let's pray for people's salvation. Let's pray for people to get born again. Let's cry out for God to move again in this country in a mighty way. And it is moving. But I'd like to see it move even more. Let's open up the program with prayer. That's the news tonight. And we're going to go ahead and pray now. And we're going to get into the Word of God for the hour tonight and see what the Spirit of God is going to say to us about some very important subject as we get into something I haven't talked about in a long time very much. So it's important to talk about, especially when I'm hearing all the things and talking to people and seeing all these divided houses right now in our country. I mean, Christian families, Christian couples that are divided houses, struggling. Oh, man, it's awful to not be on the same page with your spouse. But we're going to boyfriend, girlfriend, spouse, whatever it may be, you know. It's not good to be unequally yoked together. I'll tell you that. Let's pray. Father, we come to you in Jesus' name. We thank you for another broadcast today. Thank you for your blessing, Lord, of moving by your Spirit here through the means of this broadcast. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you for the fresh oil, the fresh anointing from heaven that you give me, Lord, to even do this broadcast. I thank you, Lord, for that. Thank you that your grace is what it's all about, Father, and your love for people. And we thank you, Lord, for the grace to do this broadcast tonight. And we thank you for the blood of Jesus that covers us. And we just cover this broadcast as well with the precious blood of Jesus. And Lord, I pray that you also cover the listeners with the precious blood of Jesus and minister to them tonight also by the power of your Holy Spirit. Lord, I pray for grace for Christian homes, Lord, and Christian people today as they deal with things in this life, Father. And Lord, I pray, Lord, that you will minister to every Christian home, Lord, and the children as well as the adults, Father, and the things that have gone haywire and negative and anti-biblical, Father, and off base, Father, that you would correct things in their home, Father, that these things would be brought into divine order. Marriages would be brought into divine order. Couples would begin to walk according to your word instead of according to the flesh and the soul and the dictates of their soul. And Lord, I pray for great grace, Father, for the Christian home today, and Christian marriages, and those who want to be in a Christian marriage, Father. And Lord, I pray for those who, Lord, have strayed from the way, Father, that you would bring them back into truth and into the way of the Lord, Father, into correct doctrine and correct believing, and to get away from the spirit of compromise that has invaded so much of the church today, Father. And we pray for recovery for the saints, Lord. They would recover out of the devices of the devil, the tricks and the wiles of Satan. If they would get out of that, Father, and come back into the place of the marvelous light, Father, the marvelous light of your glory and your presence and your power, Father. I thank you for that tonight. Thank you, Lord, for victory over people's sins in their life, Father, that they can gain victory over the sin in their life and the deception of the enemy, Father. And they will be victorious, Father, as they walk in you, Lord. We give you glory and we give you praise for it now. In the name of Jesus, we commit this time to you, Lord. And we just thank you, Lord, for divine protection over each of us, Father, as we go about our day-by-day things that we do, the various events that take place in our lives. Father, we thank you, Lord, for divine protection and help from above, Lord, that you keep us healthy. And thank you, Lord, for keeping every listener from getting any kind of COVID thing or weaponized thing that would come against their physical body. Protect them in Jesus' name. I pray, Father, I give you all the praise and glory and commit this time to you. In Jesus' name, everybody say amen. Amen. All right, here we go. Let's get into this word tonight as we talk about the real Christian home. The real Christian home. What is the real Christian home? I tell you, the true church is under siege right now, and it's time for the unwarried believer to become aware of the time that we are living in. I tell you, we are living in some perilous times. We are living in the last of the last days. And it's time that the people of God, or to claim the name of Jesus, they wake up, because satanic forces are doing their very best to break down our defenses against evil. That's right. Devils are using this COVID thing for one thing. They're using this pandemic to do great damage to the church and to divide the holy house of God. And we need to awaken to the battle that's being waged against us right now. Yeah. And to pick up our own battle with the weapons of God and attack, attack, attack. Much more than we have been until we start seeing some victory here, because it looks like there's a lot of victory for the darkness right now. But we know that that's a lie. We know that the enemy is not going to prevail. What we see around us, the absolute division that's going on, people are suffering here. Families divided against one another, like the scripture says, in the last days. I mean, the children turn against the parents, and the brothers against the brothers, and on, you know, the verse we talk about. But I see that going on. Like poor Rick Joyner, he has five children, and not one of them is serving Jesus. They're all against their dad, all against his teaching. And what a divided house. What a divided house. And the poor mom is torn in between it all, and what a mess. And here are other ones much more closer to people that I know in different states and people that listen to the broadcast. I'm hearing how divided the couples are, and the marriages and the homes are. And this is tragedy. This is exactly what the enemy wants. He wants to divide the marriage couple. Because if you're divided, then you will not be able to stand and prevail during this time of great darkness that we see coming on the earth right now very rapidly. And of course, we see possible war on the horizon with the Ukraine and Russia. Russia just moving in troops by the groves right now there, and people are ramping up and preparing for possible conflict with Russia and China. Their expansionism taking place. The world is on the precipice of chaos, and we're living in chaos as well, but I mean a deeper level of chaos. When war comes, and the horsemen must be riding, I tell you. So we need to just quit living our lives just on the defensive, my friend. We need to go all out on the offense against our enemy, because our enemy has launched an all-out offensive against the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. So how about the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ getting offensive toward the devil and his forces of evil right now? How about we do some more binding and loosing? How about we begin to break the grips of Satan on the district of criminals and begin to target the D.C. with prayer and spiritual warfare against the enemy? Yeah. Those things are starting to, you know, move faster and quicker and faster and quicker. So he's after our spirit, soul, and body, the devil is. He's after your children. He's after you. He's after your family members. He's after your relatives. And unfortunately, too many Christians are controlled by their own physical body, and it's lust. It's various lust, not just sexual lust, but various lust. And people are being enticed by their own lust and falling into sin. And some of them, they can't quit fornicating. They give themselves into sexually stimulating spirits who gain quick control over so many, because that's an area that people are so prone to fall into, so because they feel that they get into this, what they feel, and they get addicted to that when this sexual stuff is going on. And once gained, these spirits, they don't let go easily, sexual spirits, once they get in there, and they start building their stronghold. Yeah. Oh, yeah, many people, I just heard of somebody this week that said, you know, that divorced a wife and that just trying to hold a Bible study in their home with another wife now. That they just after dumping one, again, they had another, they had no legal ground for dumping their wife. They weren't cheating on them. They weren't doing anything wrong. Hell, sure, they wouldn't maybe always get along all right, but, you know, you don't give up just because you don't get along all right sometimes. You fight through it. You realize the source of it. You know that there's something going on, and we'll talk about that tonight. And then it's not going to be blessed in what they're doing. So a lot of people wonder why they're not being blessed. Well, that's because of sin in their life. You know, God doesn't bless sin. God can't put his hand of blessing on sin. Okay? He blesses what he does in a person. It doesn't mean that people are not, maybe not saved, but it just means that they're giving place to the devil in their life, and they can't bless that thing. They can't bless their sin. Yeah. So many continue their Christianity while fornicating and committing adultery or chasing after this, that, or other, or they're in bondage to masturbation or even pornography. Hey, this weakens a Christian. It weakens their walk and makes them extremely vulnerable to evil spirits and deception. You wonder why so many people get deceived. Well, there's sexual stuff involved. That's why a lot of people get deceived. Sexual spirits involved. But people bound by lustful spirits often attempt to justify their own sin, even though at first they know it's wrong, but as they continue in it, the self-justification may take place, and demons will start trying to tell them it's okay, you know, the Lord understands. And, oh, really? The situation in this world has released a very intense attack upon people sexually. It's just gone wild here. And because sexual perversion has been embraced and promoted, lust spirits are very much proliferating and are very invasive right now. So I want to advise everybody to be on guard. Because men and women so easily give place to the devil. Excuse me, in this area. And lust is not recognized for the poison that it is, and for the difficulties it causes in Christians who give it place in their lives. Okay? I want to start reading with the 1 Corinthians scripture. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 13. Meat for the belly and the belly for meat, but God shall destroy both it and them. Now the body is not for fornication, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. And as you just said, the body is not for fornicating. Okay? Remember that. Verse 18 also. Flee fornication. You run from it. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body, but he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. Right? You sin against your own body. And what? The Lord says, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own? For you are bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. And by the way, this person that I mentioned is not even in the state of Montana. They're in another state far away from Montana that's got holding this Bible study and wondering why that it's not being very blessed. And yeah, well, yeah, think about it. You know, God doesn't bless the sin. Well, instead of fleeing, you know, many people are running to it. And Jesus just said that, flee fornication. Don't entertain it. Instead of fleeing, many run to it. We need to wake up. It's going to cost you. Oh, well, God will forgive me. Yeah, but there's a price to sin. Okay, you open doors to demons. And you're going to have to live with some things that are not very good, okay? All right. Let's look at home life as marriage is also greatly being attacked as well. And not to say that the Christian men and women are not committing adultery as well. I mean, this is going on. They're married people that are committing adultery. And they're lusting and they're fantasizing and their minds are out of control with these lusts of various sorts. So let's look at the Christian home today. Many men are unhappy and unfulfilled today. And one of the main reasons is their relationship with their wife. See, most men have never been taught the godly right way to relate to their wives or to women in general. Not through lust, but through godly love. But see, what were most of us all raised on? Lust, right? I mean, listen, fact of the matter is, we were raised on lust. Oh, look at that fox over there, that hot one. Man, she is hot. And, you know, all the stuff that we grew up doing and thinking and even being promiscuous, as many women were promiscuous. Many girls were promiscuous as we were growing up. There was no lack of girls, I know, when I was growing up that were ready to hop into bed with you and to play around sexually. And sure, I picked up my share of demons, and I got rid of a bunch of demons because of my, promiscuity growing up as an unbeliever. So, yeah, because we don't relate to women with love. That's not the way to relate. But with godly love, and we've all heard the statement that behind every successful man, there's a good wife. Well, I submit to you, there can be no good wife without a good husband either. Good meaning godly, right? Because there's none good but God, the Bible says in the scripture, right? So our society has said it's the woman who has to run everything, and the man is just a little thing in the background out there that doesn't really have no value, no count. He's just good for going to work and coming home and sitting in front of the TV or going out and working in the shop or something. But it's the woman that's in charge of everything. And they put these women into a Jezebelic role and force them into that role. Well, Satan wants them to be Jezebel. But no, this is not biblical, folks. She can only run the home under a godly husband properly under a godly husband. Otherwise, you're going to be frustrated. And there's a lot of frustrated women today because they don't have godly men. And they are forced to run the home spiritually and teach the children and try to hold it all together when it shouldn't be their job to do all that. But the man is supposed to be the head of his house, a godly house, and supposed to be leading his family spiritually into the things of God. Yeah. So we see things all messed up and all confused. And, of course, the whole institution of marriage is under attack today anyway. Yeah, our society has taught us men that if we go out and earn a living, we've done our duty, now we just do whatever. Now we go home and expect the woman to just have everything else taken care of. And she's taking care of the children, she's taking care of this, that, the other. And after all, we're bringing home some money. Not so, folks. This is not correct. This is just part of our lives as men. Go to Ephesians 5:25 here. Ephesians 5:25. It says, husbands, love your wife, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Hey, providing for the physical needs of our wives and family is just a part of our responsibility. Our responsibility as a man of God and a husband is threefold. just as Jesus is to minister to our body, soul, and spirit, we are to minister to our family's body, soul, and spirit. The body speaks of the physical needs, the soul speaks of the emotional and mental needs, and the spirit speaks of the spiritual needs. See, the man's calling is to be chief minister to the home. And in order to do that, God has anointed you prophet, priest, and king of your household, to your home, to your children, to your wife. But how many men have abdicated their role and the women have had to take it up? Well, I'll tell you how many. Many of them have. Many of them have. I mean, this is wide scale. Wide scale throughout the church. And many men have been deceived by the demons about their roles in their home. They've become Ahab and they've forced their wives to be Jezebel. If they weren't already Jezebel and they weren't already Ahab, many of them are forcing them to be that way. Yeah, so men, don't tell me that you can't love your wife, okay? Remember the scripture says you can do all things through Christ. That's right. Don't tell me you can't be the prophet, priest, and king. Don't tell me that. Scripture says you can. And we need to grow up, man, and leave the childhood behind and leave the perversion of our society behind too and quit letting that lust run your life. Even as a married man, you let that lust run your life. And quit having that perversion that the woman runs the home and we just work and that's it. We bring home the bacon and the malt. Hey, that's why we have a nation of Ahabs and Jezebels today. Okay, because we got it wrong. We've been listening to demons. We've been listening to man's point of view instead of God's point of view. His truth. So this is not just a point of view. It's the truth. And if we don't do it God's way, we're doing it wrong. We're doing it wrong. 3:16 of Genesis. Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. See, the law is that a woman's desire should be to her husband, not to a bunch of other women, and we'll talk about that too in a minute. And he shall rule. And he shall rule godly. He shall rule appropriately, not a dictator, but a loving husband. And if you don't fulfill the divine order in your home, she's going to rebel. She's going to lose respect for you. And you can become bitter against her as well. As it says in Colossians 3:19. How many bitter men are out there today against their wives? Lots of them. I tell you what, I've talked to many of them. Many of them. In my 38 years of pastoring, and even before that as a Christian. But Colossians 3:19. It says, husbands, love your wives and be not bitter against them. So you better repent for that bitterness, man. Men become bitter because a woman doesn't respect them. She doesn't honor them. She becomes a nag and because there is no respect there. And often because there's too much hurt there, the woman becomes that way. I mean, the man had to treat him right. Right? Man had to treat him right, so no wonder. But still, it's no excuse because we need to obey God rather than the situations and circumstances of life. But man, if this is the situation, it is your fault, not hers. Okay? Because listen, if you deal with you, then other things will come in alignment. And we're so quick to say, it's the woman. Just like Adam, he said, it's the woman that you gave me, Lord. You gave it to me to eat. It's the woman. It's that woman that you gave me. Yeah, ever since Adam, we've been using a woman as our scapegoat, and that's not right. And yeah, some women are just messed up from the very get-go, from the start, because they're carrying so much baggage into the marriage that a lot of marriages don't have much hope of making it in the first place. Yeah, I know of a terrible situation with a couple with a woman just stays in the bedroom most of the time and turns all the children against their dad, and and just runs him down continually, and it's a big mess. Now, I mean, I know so many situations. All over the country, I see the results of Jezebel, Ahab, and lust, and sexual sin, and marriages that should have never been married in the first place because God didn't have anything to do with joining together. The Bible says what God has joined together, let no man put asunder. But if God didn't join them together, in a lot of cases, I tell you, their lust joined them together. And now, thank God, sometimes the Lord will work things out. You can make it, but a lot of times it don't get worked out. And people end up hating each other and divorcing one another. And this is Christians. I'm talking about Christian folks. I'm not talking about the world right now. The world has the same set, but a whole different angle of this set of problems because they're not even born again. There's a lot of male pride involved, too, see. Afraid to take the blame. There's female pride, too. Don't get me wrong. It goes both ways. They don't want to ever admit they're wrong. Always it's the man's fault or always it's the woman's fault. Don't want to admit we blew it. Well, hey, that's a place we always ought to start. Well, I blew it, you know. And even if it isn't your fault, I'm sorry, honey, you know. Tell your wife you're sorry. Tell your husband. But men, it's primarily our fault. Our job to take the blame in the home. Even if we have done it wrong and they just perceive us as doing it wrong. We don't have to always try to prove that we're just Mr. Innocent. Just apologize and take the blame and move on. Right? Yeah, see, many men blame their wives for anything and everything that goes wrong in the home. And if she's no good sexually, well, she's pretty. If the children's a brat, well, it's her mothering ability. If you're in debt, well, she spends all the money. She charges it, goes out shop, and on and on. If something breaks, she broke it. You know, it's just always the woman's fault. You know, a lot of men like that. You're not being a good prophet, priest, and king to your home, to your wife. That's right. Jesus took the blame for all our sins. We too must be willing to take the blame, even when it isn't our fault, because that'll help bring reconciliation. No, you don't admit to something you didn't do. Like if your wife accuses you of sexual sin and you didn't do it, you don't take the blame for something like that. That's not what I'm saying. But in squabbles and things that you have between each other and disagreements, just, hey, be a man. You're supposed to be setting a spiritual example. Yeah. Many men have this attitude. Well, when my wife changes, I'll change. Yeah, that's perverted, though. That's not accurate. You know, anything God institutes, I'm going to tell you something. Devils are in the process of messing it up or perverting it. And you see how marriage has been perverted. Who was it? Obama legalized gay marriage and perverted the whole marriage thing altogether. Not that it wasn't already happening, but now, you know, it was legalized. And it's getting more and more strange. So God instituted marriage between man and woman, not between man and a man or woman and a woman. And it's sad to see that women are leaving men for women and men are leaving women for men nowadays, even in the church. Something's wrong here. See, Satan's in this thing. He's trying to mess it up because God instituted marriage in one way. And now the devil's in here and he's just messing it up, trying his best to pervert everything. So we see men and women both coming into marriage with a lot of baggage, a lot of devils, a lot of demons, lots of emotional, mental, and physical demons and problems. Generational curses. I mean, we see people marrying people like their mothers or their fathers. We see people set up by demons to repeat the same old problems their parents had, often because they judge their parents and they end up repeating the same thing and being like their parents, even though they judge them and said, I'll never be like that. And here they are being like that. And they don't even see it because the demons have them blinded to it because of their judgment. They're judging their parents. Or they picked up the same spirit as their parents or parents had. I mean, some moms were Jezebels, and so the girl picks it up and carries it into her marriage. Or she was rejected by her father, so she looks to marry a father figure who will love her because she's just looking for someone that will love her, that they can convince her own father to appear not to love her right. So she's just looking for a father figure, and then she ends up marrying a man like her father, and he rejects her too, see? And the cycle continues on and on and on, and the rejection spirits just keep operating. See? Spirits of rejection. They don't just leave because you marry somebody that you think is going to love you and treat you right. No. Still going to be acted out. It's still going to live through you. Still going to manifest. And men marry women often because of curses. And because of generational spirit, too, to be their mothers. A lot of men marry women because they want to marry their mother, a mother figure. They want to be their mother, take care of them and do everything for them, pick up after them. And, yeah, I've seen this stuff take place over and over and over and over again among Christians. I've seen people get married that should have no business getting married. I could tell from the beginning. And, you know, even though people ask me to marry them, and I've done a lot of marriages over the years, for 38 years of pastoring, I've done a lot of marriages. And I knew some weren't going to make it, and sure enough, down the road, they didn't make it. But, hey, I prayed over them. I did my best to help them make it, but I knew it was just too much, and they weren't going to make it, and they didn't. Some of them didn't make it. Yeah. Because, you know, I have discernment of spirit. I could see a lot of things going on. And I could see what's going on. And not everybody wants you to do deliverance for them that you marry. You know that you do the service of the marriage for them. I know. They don't want marriage counseling, a lot of people. And so, you know, I want to, you know, help them and share Jesus at the wedding and with them and do what I can to help them. But. And oh, you can see a lot of things because you've seen it over and over and over again. Yeah, and it happens. Again, as I've told you before, though, things don't happen for no reason. See, the curse causeless doesn't come, as it says in Ecclesiastes. You know, if the curses are not broken, or is it Proverbs? If the curses are not broken, they don't ever stop. They keep on carrying on. See, the curse has to be broken, and the spirits of the curse have to be cast out. The spirits of the generational curses have to be broken and cast out too, right? If not, these things are just going to take place. It's going to keep happening, and problems are going to keep taking place, and they're going to keep repeating things. Yes. And, hey, if there's been a divorce, if there's been divorces, there are additional problems and additional curses, and people, if they don't deal with those spirits, it's going to bring about another divorce and on and on. And people that have had a divorce and remarried, they're more likely to get a divorce again than people who've never been divorced and married. So I just say, be wise when you marry. Be wise who you marry. Because godly marriage is under a massive attack today because of the confusion that perversion and sexual sin has released. I mean, what do you think is going on right now? People don't even know what their gender is. People don't even know if they're, am I a homosexual? Men have thoughts that they're homosexual when they're not even homosexual and don't want to be homosexual, but they're having those thoughts. Why? There's so much confusion going on because they've departed from the Word of God. What does it say in Romans 1:24? Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. How many idolize lust and sexual sin? How many idolize pornography? They idolize it. They put it above the Creator. And they've changed the truth of God into a lie. For this cause, verse 26, God gave them unto vile affection, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature, right? What it's against nature what they're doing, okay? Against nature. God gave them up unto vile affection, for even in women did change their natural use into that which is against nature, and likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was meet. So there's a great price to pay. And if it continues, verse 28 says, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. Yeah. God gave them over. I mean, you know, he's going to work with you and work with you and work with you, but eventually if you just keep turning from him, he's going to give you over to your lust, and there's the danger of a reprobate mind. Yeah. And so this is why we see the sexual confusion today, and this is why we have spirits of confusion released on America and much of the earth today. Men with men, women with women, not the way we were created to function according to the scripture, okay? So spirits of sexual and mental confusion have been abundantly released upon humanity right now. And so we live in the last of the last of the last days, and we need to awaken to the time we live in and put ourselves a guard up and keep that guard up against the enemy at all times, hallelujah. And recognize the days and the times that we're living in as men and women of God, and resist the devil, folks. Resist the devil. So go back to, let's look at this change some more here. Your wife most times will never change very much until you do, right? I mean, you as the prophet, priest, and king need to initiate change if it's going to come forth in the home. We're to initiate love, forgiveness, and leadership. Godly leadership. Spiritual head of our home, like I said. And you be the first to forgive and to say, I'm sorry. Quit waiting on your wife. Quit being stubborn, man. Don't be so stubborn. It's not a matter of giving in, but of taking your God-given responsibility to your home and in your home. Okay? Some men say, well, I'll get deliverance or help after she does. After all, she's so bad. She's so messed up. And then you wonder why she never gets any help. It's your fault. You need to set the example. Yeah. And many men do have Jezebels for wives because they're such bullies and dictators. And her defense is to become a Jezebel. And the Bible says, love your wife as Christ loved the church. Does Christ bully the church? Is he a dictator over his church? No, he laid down his life for the church. Isn't that our example? That we lay down our lives as men for our wives? And I know that can be difficult. It can be tiresome. It can be wearisome. I mean, but hey, you're supposed to do what the word says, and only he can enable you to do it. I realize that. And he does enable us, and he empowers us by the Spirit of the living God in us because he told us this is what we're supposed to do. So if he gives us a command, then he's going to give us the ability to fulfill that command. Or he would have told you to do it, see? That's why we have the Holy Spirit working in us to change us and to mold us and make us today, men and women. Philippians 2, 3, and 4. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem others better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you which was in Christ Jesus. Where's that at today? I tell you, where is that at today? This is not just to those outside our home. We got to lay down our lives and consider better, you know, our wives and our husbands one to another. I mean, listen, this needs to be happening. In our home, to have a true, real Christian home, we got to live a real Christian life, not just on Sunday morning, but Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Okay? Yeah, this is not something you just do when you're around other Christians. This is something you do every day. It's just part of just your life. Trust is going to have to be developed, too. And that takes time. You need to begin to open up to your wife, man. If you don't, you'll have a frustrated wife and you'll wonder why she blows up on you. And also you need to learn to listen to her because she needs to talk. And sometimes you need to talk a lot and you need to listen a lot. And if you're not good at listening, then you're going to have a rougher time in your marriage. It's your pride and your selfishness and your fears keep you from opening up to God's gift to you sometimes. And instead of, you know, hurting you, you find you gain a real friend when you open up. Why? Because a woman needs you to open up to her. It's vital to her emotional wellness and security. She wants to feel like she knows her man. And I know sometimes a man learns that he cannot open up to his wife. I understand that because the woman is simply untrustworthy. She immediately tells everything to her women friend. Oh, you know, my husband, he's in here, on the go, right? That's how they go. Talking about their husbands, and then the other one talks about hers, and, you know, in pastoring for 38 years, man, I have repeatedly seen this situation. So instead of being best friends, as God designed marriage to be, they are separated because a woman is talking bad about him, and she gets with the other women, and they all gossip about their husbands, and hey, this will keep many marriages, and it has kept many marriages from ever becoming what they could be in God. Okay? Hey, your husband is supposed to be your best friend, and your wife is supposed to be your best friend now. And if that ain't happening, then something's wrong in the relationship, and you haven't been nurturing it correctly, or you came in the wrong way, and you've been continuing the wrong way with it. Something's wrong. Somebody there. Somebody brought in some devils here, and the devils are having their way, and the marriage is a mess. I mean, some people, they fight every day of their marriage. Even a day that goes by, and I've had a number of people over years confess this to me. Not just one or two either. I mean, dozens and dozens and dozens of people. And in deliverance, many people too. I mean, just they fight every day. They fight a lot. Yeah. Some every day, some quite often. It's just tragic. It's not the way it should be. The enemy is so active against the Christian home. It's just all out of salt, folks. And we've got to put up a guard. We've got to get together because one will put 1,000, but two multiplies that 10 times. Two will put 10,000. If you and your wife, man, if you and your wife or you wife and your husband could get an agreement and stand against the devil, and resist the devil, then, hey, you're going to put a whole lot more to flight than if just one of you is doing it. And I realize sometimes one of them is backslidden, one of them is on a different page, and it's just one of you that's fighting for your marriage. And that can be very challenging, okay, because you don't agree, you're not in agreement, there's no power in the marriage because the Bible really teaches that if two or three can agree, as touching anything, it shall be done. So that means the place of agreement is the place of power. So if there's no agreement, there's no power in your home to resist the enemy. There's got to be agreement. And two walk together, the Bible says, except they be agreed. If you can't agree, you're not on the same page. If you can't stand in agreement, you're not walking in Jesus correctly. Oh, yeah. Lord have mercy. Women or men should not run to their women or their men friends and betray each other, trust, and tell everything about their mate. Shouldn't do it. Now, I understand, and I've kept many things in confidence that people have come to me for counseling about over the years, of course. That's a little different. I'm trying to help these marriages, and people come and share these many things with me. And I've kept so many, many, many things in confidence for many, many years. And I know things that I can ever reveal. The things that people have told me. And you notice that if I do give examples, I'll never name anybody's name. And I don't tell you much about anybody here either. But anyway. And when a man is betrayed this way by his wife, just going and blabbing about him and talking about him and just betraying him, basically, he will learn quickly he cannot trust his wife. Then there's going to be a divided house, right? There will be a divided house in these conditions. Now, how many houses are like this today? Too many. And you know what the Bible says about a divided house? The Bible says it will not stand. Well, they may still be together, but it's not united and not standing. Some stay together, but they're not united. They're not on the same page, just basically roommates. A lot of marriages are like that. We stay together. Yeah, you stay together, all right, but you're just not together. You're just living in the same building under the same roof, but you are not together. Okay? Just basically roommates. Sometimes roommates get along better than many married couples do. I mean, you've all been to restaurants and watched people that have been married a long time. They don't say two words, basically, to each other the whole time, a lot of times. They just sit there in the restaurant. They eat their meal. They get up. They go. You done? Yeah. All right. Let's go. Really? They're just they're together, but they're not together. See? And I know many couples over the years have said they don't even have sex anymore. Perfectly capable of having sex, but they don't anymore have sex because they're just not together. Yeah. It's not a peaceful home. It's a war zone many times. They don't. Some of them just fighting all the time. Fighting. God called us to peace, not strife and war in our homes. He called us to peace. So if you want your husband as your friend, you got to quit going about telling, gossiping and talking about him and telling everything about him to all your women friends. Right? As all the Jezebels gather together because, you know, something's lacking at home in your relationship to Jesus and your husband. And it's okay to have women friends, ladies. It's okay, but many try to substitute them for what is missing at home, and that becomes a twisted relationship there that you have with your women friends. Yeah. And yeah, stuff is missing in lots of homes today, but perhaps it's wrong because we followed wrong example and demons instead of Jesus and his word, right? So people are doing all kinds of things, and stuff is missing because they're listening to the wrong sources and they're following the wrong thing. They follow the off-the-head, off-the-cuff advices of people at work and people that give carnal advice, fleshly wisdom that will profit you nothing, that are godly words based on the word of God. So in a right relationship with a woman, man, you can trust. You should open up to her. See, in a right relationship with a woman that you can trust, you should be opening up to her. You should share with her. She should be sharing with you, and you should be listening to her. And men, if you don't open up, she feels you don't care or you love her, or you don't love her. Try it. Come home from work and share with your frustration. Share what's going on and the thoughts of your heart and open up and let her see the real you. Communicate. Communication is so important in a marriage. And so many have quit communicating, truly communicating, a long time ago. And you have to become vulnerable to develop trust. And a lot of people just don't want to. They've got walls up. They've got demonic walls built over years. The demons have moved in to accommodate them. You need to see yourself as the head of your home, not by getting, but by giving. Not by hating or holding grudges, but by loving. The nature of Jesus is to love and to give. To love and to give. Yeah. We need to give our wives and our homes. We need to give to them. Give ourselves to them. Care for them. Yeah. Okay, and by the way, I mean, really, husband and wife are usually never totally alike. I mean, they're different because, you know, to take the rough edges off of each other, iron sharpens iron. God is working things out in our lives and using our mate to do a lot of it, see? And God wants to use your wife to help you mature and you to help her mature. And she's like a mirror to help you see yourself and vice versa. And he will use you to help her mature. And God will use her to help you mature. Okay? You ever come home from work and she tell you where you've blown it or made a mistake? Man, this can really eat on your male ego and pride. You can't stand being showed what dumb things you might have done or whatever, you know, but often, not always, God uses our wives to keep us on track. But we as men often rebel against any correction by our wives or anybody else for that matter, right? We just find ourselves unaccountable to people, to our wives or to anybody, but, well, the dissatisfied wife can become a great curse also. Yeah. One scripture says it better to dwell on the corner of a rooftop than to dwell in the house of a contentious woman. And another one, Proverbs 27:15. We'll read that one. When it's a continual dropping in a very rainy day and a contentious woman are alike. Yeah, it's just wearing and tearing. See, but how'd she get in that shape? See? Did you cause that? Or did she inherit it from her mom? Was she hurt in other relationships that did her, made her, you know, become that way? And she gave place to the devil and lost her sweet and gentle spirit? You know, our wives can be our greatest blessing on earth. Or we can end up with them. A little horrible life on earth with our wives and husbands. And we as men, in our stubbornness and unwillingness to change, we can make them into the greatest curse on earth too, if they are already that way for another reason. But they could become that way. We can have a part to play in that. We don't want that. We want our marriages to be a blessed, our homes to be a blessed place to be. Amen? Amen. And for those who married lost people, you better be praying. You're finding out. And even those who married Christians that are not thinking the way you do, this COVID pandemic here that's made a lot of people find out what their mates are made of and what's in their mates that they didn't know were there, that they were blind to before and thought everything was cool, and it's not so cool. You find out that husbands are taking vaccines that you never thought would take the vaccine. And women are taking vaccines. Wives are taking vaccines that people never thought would, their wives would do that. And they just, you know, it's a lot of heartache right now. There are a lot of couples. And people are finding out a lot of things about their mates right now that they didn't think they'd ever find to be there. Oh. That's another story that I won't get into anymore. But Colossians 3:18. Wives, submit yourself unto your own husband as it's fit in the Lord, as it is fit in the Lord to do so, right? Wives are told to submit to and respect the man. That's because they can easily lose that respect and trust. But like verse 19, husbands, love your wife and be not bitter against them. A man is not sensitive to his wife, his orders, which are to love the wife, not become bitter, then she can turn on him because she don't want to submit to that, right? But see, then you're not obeying God and neither is the man. So, but if a man loves, the woman will submit. Verse 23-24 says, and whatsoever you do, do it all heartily as to the Lord and not unto men. The marriage is not just to the husband or to the wife, it's unto the Lord. We do it unto the Lord, by the Spirit of the Lord, knowing that of the Lord we shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Jesus Christ, right? So we need to serve the Lord in our marriages, too. A lot of times we forget that. We just want to get even with our mate, or we just want to blow up at them, or we want to, you know, be in strife with them, or we're disagreeable, and do our own thing, or whatever it may be. But if you begin to be what God has called you to be in your home, in your marriage, you must be prepared to do it sometimes with no results right away, especially if things have been out of order for a long time, especially if they came into the marriage all messed up. Hey, it's going to take time, but things can change, and your wife will bloom, and you can see breakthroughs, women, in your marriage. Okay? Remember, it's your God-given responsibility, though, men, to be a prophet, priest, and king of your home. And the woman needs to be listened to and given understanding. She doesn't need you to jump in and try to fix everything that she shares. No, she just needs you to listen and let her get it all out, because she just needs to get it out. And a lot of men won't let their wives get it out, and therefore their wives are frustrated. Then she'll be fine, okay? She gets it out, she'll be fine. But men, they cut them off and try to fix it. But we're Mr. Fix-It, but we don't need to be Mr. Fix-It. Anytime we need to be Mr. Listen. Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. Don't try to fix them and what they shared with you all the time. That's not what they needed. They need you to just listen to them. She just needed you to be her man, to hear her out as she shares her heart or her mind with you. Then she'll be okay. And life goes on. See, they're different than we are. Men and women are different than men, and the men are different than women. And the fact of the matter is, most men don't understand women, and most women don't understand men. Yeah. So what happened? Satan wants to put the man against the woman and the woman against the man, and it's been going on for a long time, to divide and separate. This is an all-out attack on God's creation and God's plan for man. And we need to war against this and go the opposite of society, of this ungodly world system, because there are no perfect marriages. Okay? However, there can be a good marriage, but good marriages don't just happen. You may think so when you're dating, oh, yeah, everything's just glorious and wonderful, and we just finally found my soulmate and blah, 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 and all of that. But reality hits after you've been married 6 months or less. Sometimes it hits the first night you're together. Yeah, especially if you fornicated before marriage, though, by 6 months, it really, reality sets in. But still, all marriages require work to be better and become a good marriage. And Jesus, for it to really be that good marriage, it's going to have to be Jesus at the very center of the marriage. And the devil's cast out both of you, not just one of you. Never just a man, never just a woman. Some say, well, if my wife would just get deliverance, everything would be okay. Or some say, if my husband just get rid of his demons, everything would be okay. Well, that's wrong, because both people have demons. Okay? And I know in most cases it's wrong. Sometimes there's some that come in with some really bad devils and immediately just sabotage his own, and the marriage is doomed from the beginning unless they get delivered. But people have blind spots to themselves, and they don't see what's in them. They tend to see more within somebody else than what's in themselves. But you can have a breakthrough. Don't give up. You can have a spiritual breakthrough. You can have a breakthrough in your home, and things can turn around for you, because Jesus loves you. And he's the one who can make a marriage a good thing. So how do we get a breakthrough? Well, how many need a breakthrough from God tonight? Well, imagine you do. A lot of us do. We all need breakthroughs, not just in our marriages, but other areas, right? And I tell you what, God wants you to have a breakthrough. He wants you to have your breakthrough at work. He wants you to have a breakthrough in your home, with your children, with your finances, with your health, But often to get a breakthrough, it will often demand getting out of your comfort zone, okay? Look at Joseph. He was put out of his comfort zone. Look at Genesis, back in Genesis 37. He had the dreams that he had. His brothers were all bowing down to him. What was that? Let's see. Genesis 37. Let's take a quick look at this. Genesis 37:7-9. It said, "But behold, we were binding sheaves in a field, and lo, the sheaf arose and also stood upright. And behold, your sheaf stood round about and made obstinance to my sheaf." And he dreamed again, yet another dream, and told it to his brethren, and said, "Behold, I dreamed a dream more, and behold, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars made obeisance to me." Yeah, that didn't gain him friend and influence people, but his brother did. Now, instead of these things happening, though, he was put in prison, he was sold as a slave, and things didn't go very good. It didn't happen like my dream. Looked like, man, what's going on? When am I ever going to get this breakthrough? He said, in prison, when am I ever going to get out of this prison? But, he just decided, well, I'm going to be faithful. I'm in prison. I'm going to be faithful to God. He was put out of his comfort zone. And guess what? These things did happen later, didn't they, in his life. But still, you will be put out of your comfort zone. Sometimes after you have prayed for a breakthrough, it will seem like all hell has broken loose against you. All the devils of hell broken loose against you. The marriage gets worse. The things, situations, and circumstances at work or wherever get worse. Sometimes your eyes will be open to see yourself, and it'll be almost more than you can take or bear to see yourself the way you really are. See, many of us walk through life seeing ourselves a certain way, and we think others all see us that way. Well, we prayed for growth, and then God answered by opening our eyes. You mean this is the way I really am? No wonder people don't want to be around this. Yeah, no wonder my husband and my wife can't stand me. Yeah, no wonder. Sometimes it's almost more than we can think. And we thought we were so spiritual and all, and there was pride there. Spirits have blinded our eyes. Blinded our eyes to the way we treat our husband or our wife. And we think we're treating them okay, and we're not treating them okay, see? Coming out of your comfort zone can entail many things, but hey, it's time for a lot of us to get out of those comfort zones, folks. Having to minister to someone you feel is below you, or having someone below you ministering to you. Yeah, well, you should be thinking they're below you in the first place. That's pride. And again, often it's the worst before it gets better. Often it gets bad before it gets better. I mean, remember Joseph, he thought, in Genesis 40, he thought, well, surely I'm gonna get out of here now. In Genesis 40, verse 14 and 23, "But think of me when it shall be well with thee, and show kindness, I pray thee, unto me, and make mention of me unto Pharaoh, and bring me out of this house." He went out of that prison house. He went out of there. "For indeed I was stolen away out of the land of the Hebrews, and here also have I done nothing that they should put me into this dungeon." When the chief baker saw that the interpretation was good, he said unto Joseph, "I also was in my dream, and behold, I had three white baskets on my head," and on it goes. But God has something else in mind. Verse 23, "Yet did not the chief butler remember Joseph, but forgot him." So he forgot about him. He thought, for sure, I'm going to get out of here now that I've interpreted this dream. But no, God's plans were bigger and better. What if Joseph would have gotten out then? The chance of him getting to be the second in command in Egypt might have never happened, and his family might have never come, and his other dreams might have never been fulfilled. See, if we'll be patient and let God do it his way, we'll see his glory. We'll see the breakthrough. We'll see his goodness in the land of the living. And then chapter 41, verse 39. Let's read that. "And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, forasmuch as God has showed thee all this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art. Thou shalt be over my house, and according unto thy word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou. So you put up in there, in position, right? And Pharaoh took off his ring from his hand and put it upon Joseph's hand and arrayed him in vestures of fine linen and put a gold chain about his neck and made him to ride in the second chariot which he had. And they cried before him, bow the knee, and he made him ruler over all the land of Egypt. See? Well, that, if you just wait, the breakthrough is going to come. This is what God had for Joseph. He finally received his breakthrough. Some people give up after 1 week, after 1 day, because nothing happened. But why did Joseph see his breakthrough? Because he stayed faithful. All those years, he stayed faithful. And you're going to receive, too, if you will remain faithful. That's right. There's times I wanted to quit over the years of ministry that I've been in, but I just stayed faithful year after year. Keep on trucking year after year after year in the ministry. Be patient. Maybe things haven't changed yet, but because it's not supposed to yet. Timing is wrong. So the number one key to receiving your breakthrough, folks, is to remain faithful. Be faithful and remain faithful. When the going gets rough, just stay faithful. When the going is easy, just stay faithful. Yeah? We must begin to look at it. You know, we begin to look at our problems we're faced with in a new way. The problem is an opportunity to see the glory of God. Amen. You know, hey, Jesus wants to show up in your life. Jesus wants to show up in your problem. Jesus has the answer. Jesus has the way. Jesus has the truth. He has the life for you. He has every need for you. Yeah, our trouble, though, is that we hang on to our flesh, to our mortal comprehensions of things, to our human understanding, to our intellectual attainment, to the circumstances and environments in which we find ourselves, which are all influenced by demons, and some have demons attached to them, of course. And so what are we doing hanging on to that garbage when the demons are involved? When we do this, we're closing the door by our unbelief, by our... We're closing the door on spiritual possibilities that are available to every believer. Unbelief, religion, and tradition will shut down the desired breakthroughs in your life. There's a king in the Bible that could have seen great breakthroughs for Israel, but they just shut it down by their unbelief, by their just looking at the situations and circumstances. Let's go over to 2 Kings 13 as we look at this king. And he blew it big time. He blew it big time. He could have seen victory over his enemy. He could have totally defeated his enemy. But he didn't get with it. He didn't get it. The God was giving him, presented him with a breakthrough, and he missed it. How many of us have missed a breakthrough in our lives? Doesn't mean God won't give you another opportunity, though. Amen. But here, 2 Kings 13:14. And Jehoash, the king of Israel, took Amaziah, king of Judah. I'm sorry, I'm reading the wrong chapter. 13. I was reading 14. Here we go. And Jehoash, chapter 13, verse 14. Now Elisha was fallen sick of his sickness, whereof he died. And Joash, the king of Israel, came down unto him and wept over his face and said, O my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof. And Elisha said unto him, take bow and arrow. And he took unto him bow and arrow. And he said unto the king of Israel, put thy hand upon the bow. And he put his hand upon it. And Elisha put his hand upon the king's hand. And he said, open the windows eastward. And he opened it. Then Elisha said, shoot, and he shot, and he said, the arrow of the Lord's deliverance and the arrow of the deliverance from Syria. For thou shalt smite the Syrians in Aphek till thou hast consumed them. And he said, take the arrows, and he took them, and he said unto the king of Israel, smite upon the ground. And he smote three times and stopped. And the man of God was angry with him, wroth with him, and said, thou should have smitten five or six times. Then hast thou smitten Syria till thou hadst consumed it. whereas now thou shalt smite Syria but three times. And so, see, he just didn't have the motivation for his breakthrough here. He was just half-heartedly doing this. Half-heartedly. I mean, King Joash's opportunity for breakthrough, but he did it half-heartedly, not really believing. He only hit the ground three times. He could have just beat that ground and kept beating that ground until Elisha said, okay, you got it. You're blessed, brother. You're going to get what you need. You're going to whoop them, your enemy. So he missed his full breakthrough. And you can miss your breakthrough too. Yeah, that's right. It's there, but you can miss it. Yeah, you things that you do really do affect your future. Did you know that? That's why it's so important to be faithful. That's why I pray so much on decisions that I make. I don't want to miss God. No telling how many breakthroughs we've missed, though, through unbelief and unfaithfulness and worldly advice and worldly situations and circumstances and things going on in our marriages or whatever it may be and family. Yeah. And we've never done it that way before God, or we're simply insensitive to God and his voice sometimes. The still small voice spoke, but we didn't listen. We missed it. It may not be real pleasant for you right now. You might be in the midst of the enemy's flood trying to keep you from God's blessing. Your marriage might be in difficulty right now, but hold fast and allow the Lord to change you and mold you and make you and fight the good fight of faith. Fight for your marriage partner. Fight for your children. Fight. Your breakthrough will come. Do you think that you've been through too much? You think it's just more than you can bear, more than you can take? Well, listen to what Brother Paul went through. You remember his story, through imprisonment, through beating, through, being left for dead and raised from the dead. I mean, he went through it. Read it in 2 Corinthians 11, 24 through 28. I mean, it's rough for Brother Paul. And yet Paul got his breakthrough. How? Well, how do I know that? Because 2 Corinthians 2:14, what does it say? We'll read that real quick as we close here because we've run out of time here. 2:14, it says, now thanks be unto God which always calls us to triumph in Christ and make it manifest the favor of his knowledge by us in every place. He always calls me to triumph. He just said that. Always. And you will get yours too. If you remain steadfast, unmovable, and hold fast to the promises God has given you, my brother, my sister. God loves you. He loves you, Mary. He wants it to survive. He wants it to be good. But there's a battle going on. The enemy's after you. He's after your marriage. He's after your desires. He's after your flesh. He's after controlling you. He wants to have his way with you, but you don't have to give in. You can have a breakthrough of victory. You can break those habit patterns of pornography and masturbation and lust and all that. You don't have to keep doing that the rest of your life. God has a breakthrough for you. God has a perfect timing for everything. But listen, I want to read one last scripture as we just totally close this out here now. Hebrews 10:35-36, it says here, cast not away therefore your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. See, there's a reward. There's a breakthrough. But you can't cast away your confidence. You can't cast away. For you have need of patience that after you've done the will of God, you might receive the promise. Yeah. For then a little while. And he that shall come and will not tarry. In other words, the breakthrough shall come and not tarry. It's going to come. In a little while, just hold on, hold fast, hold on. You know, you're going to see Jesus show up. He's going to come. You're going to see the breakthrough. You're going to see it. Hold fast to the Word of God. Keep on confessing the Word, believing the Word, standing on the Word of God. Make it your life. Keep on loving your wife and loving your husband. Women, amen. Amen. There is a time and a season. And the breakthroughs do come. I know I've seen many of them in my lifetime. I'm telling you this. And if he'll do it for me, he'll do it for you. Just remain faithful. Remain faithful. That's hard to find, is faithful people that are faithful to the Lord in this time that we live in. But I'm giving you a word of advice. If you want things to come out good for you, then you got to be faithful to the Lord all the days of your life. Amen. And when you have it, then repent for it quickly and move on. I mean, confess it is what I mean. 1 John 1:9, confess your sin. And he is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all sin and all unrighteousness. Father, we thank you for that. We thank you for the marriages here, the representative day listening, and those that will listen to the program later. We ask your blessing on the marriages, Father. We ask you to work things out in people's home, Father, and people's marriage relationship, Father. We rebuke the devil off of them in Jesus' name. We break his control over them. We break the Jezebel spirits off of the home and the Ahab spirits off of the home. We break the rebellion off of the homes and the pride. We break that spirit of rebellion off the children that are at home that rebel against parents sometimes and rebel against God and the things of God. We rebuke that spirit of rebellion in Jesus' name and defiance. We rebuke that defiance right now in Jesus' name. We pray for peace in the homes and the house of the Lord. We rebuke those spirits of lust and fornication. And we'll cast them out in a minute, but we're just taking authority over them right now. We'll rebuke those things from having control in your life, that fornication, that adultery, that promiscuity, all of those sexual things, the pornography, the addictions, all of that, in Jesus' name. The homosexuality, all of those spirits, in Jesus' name, we rebuke them. And Lord, we thank you for victory for the people of God, Father. We thank you, Lord, for breakthroughs coming in their lives, Father. Spiritual breakthroughs, which manifest physically as well, Father. We thank you for that. In Jesus' name, we give you the glory. We give you the praise and the honor. In Jesus' name, everybody say amen. All right, we'll take a short intermission. We'll come back and we'll do some deliverance for a while here and cast out some devils for the rest of the program, the time that we have left. Yeah. Okay? Sound like a good plan for the evening? All right. That's what we're going to do for the rest of the little time that we have here. Amen. Amen. So let's see. We're going to play a little song, and I'm going to take a little stretch here, and then we're going to get back into this. Hallelujah. All right.
When you joined the Lord's army, must have been many things you didn't realize. You're faced with your first battle, and you acted so darn surprised. So you're found in the midst of battle saying, I must have done some awful sin. Well, if you didn't expect to go to war, why'd you ever join the Lord's army, my friend, my friend? Why'd you ever join the Lord's army, my friend? So you get up in the morning, just hoping it'll be a better day. But you no sooner get started praying, and things are already too gray. So you're faced with another battle, and you just don't know what to say. Well, if you didn't expect to go to war, why'd you ever join the Lord's army anyway, anyway? Why'd you ever join the Lord's army anyway? So when you're faced with a battle, don't get blue. After all, fighting battles is what soldiers are supposed to do. You know the Lord, he wants to make a fighter out of you. Not a bed of roses, but a war is what he promised you, promised you. Although you may not understand, just go in and claim the
that was a short song. Welcome back. Let's go ahead and begin the process of deliverance again today. Hallelujah. Yeah, are you ready to get some out? Amen. We're going to work on some of the things we talked about tonight, of course, because why talk about them if you don't deal with the spirits? We don't deal with the spirits. Amen. Got to get some of these things out. So, yeah, we'll deal with the sexual thing too, but let's start with the marriage stuff. Some of the marriage stuff. Yeah. Amen. But we just renounce those anti-marriage spirits that are against the godly marriage, against the godly home. All spirits that are involved in trying to destroy the home today, trying to destroy the marriage. You know, some people have idolized their children and therefore not worked on their marriage. And then when the kids are gone, then they have nothing. They don't have a relationship because they idolized and then the whole thing was about their children. No, that's wrong. You got to build your relationship with your husband. Your husband comes first or your wife comes first and then your children after that. Okay? So you got to get things in proper order. You won't have a relationship with your mate after they're gone. And they all do grow up, and they grow up so quickly. I know. I've raised two of them, and they grew up quickly. And you've raised some, too. Many of you and your children are growing up, and some of them have already left home for some of you, and some of them will later on, but it's going to happen. All right. Anyway, if you haven't built anything with your mate, then what do you have? You just have a roommate, right? All right. We come against these marriage-breaking spirits here. Right now, in the name of Jesus, right now, we rebuke them in Jesus' name and command those marriage-breaking spirits sent to break up Christian homes and Christian marriages. You come out right now. Come out, 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 come out of it. All the way out, those marriage-breaking spirits sent on assignment from the devil himself against Christian marriages. You come out of there, all the way out. All those marriage-breaking spirits, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. We break generational spirits of hatred for men and hatred for women. Women that hate men and men that hate women spirits. We break those curses and command those spirits of hatred for men to come out and hatred for women to come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out, 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 come out of it. Hatred for men, hatred for women. Come out. All those spirits of hate. Come out, 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 come out. Spirit of division in a divided house. Come out. Division spirit, divisive spirit. Try to keep you divided. Come out. Come out, 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 come out. All those divisive spirits, the spirits of division, come out, come out. Here's a division. Go, 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 go. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Spirits of division divide you, keep you separated one from another. Come out, come out, come out. Come out. The Bible says the husband and wife are joint heirs with Christ. Yeah. So why would you want to be divided? We're all members one of another, the Bible says. Come out. Keep coming out. All the way out. And the married couple is one flesh, too, the Bible says. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. All the way out. All the way out. All that spirit of strife and fighting. Come out. Strife and marital fighting with one another. Come out, 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 in Jesus' name, come out. Strife, fighting, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, all the way out, all the way up out of there. Go, 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 in Jesus' name, come out, come out. All the way out, up and out, go, go, move, 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 come out of there, pride, come out, won't admit you're wrong, all that pride, come out, pride, come out, pride, come out, pride blinds people, I'm telling you, to covering and deceive you, self deceptive, walking a lot of pride, you're just blinded to your own self. You don't see. So all that pride has to come out in Jesus' name. Come out, pride. Come out, pride. Come out, pride. Come on all the way. All that pride. All that pride. In Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. Come out, come out, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, pride. Come out. All the way out. Male superiority, you come out. Female superiority, you come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out. We break that curse of pride. We break that curse of superiority. Come out, come out. All that superiority, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Keep coming out. I bind you. I break your hold. Come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. All that superiority. Well, I'm the woman. I'm the man. I'm better than that one. Come out. All that superiority. Come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out in Jesus' name. All the way up out of there. Go, 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 go. Move, 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 move. Out, 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 out. All the way out. Yawn them out, cough them out, breathe them out, let them go, take a few coughs, let them go all the way out, let them go. That Jezebel spirit, we break the curse of Jezebel, inherited Jezebel spirit, come out, all Jezebel, come out, 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 come all the way out, come out of there, all the way up out of there, go Jezebel spirit, Ahab spirit too, come out. Ahab, come out. Jezebel and Ahab, come out. Come out. We break those Ahab spirits. We break the curse of Jezebel, the curse of Ahab. Come out. 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 Come out of it. All the way out. The blood of Jesus is against you. We apply the blood of Jesus against these spirits right now. You go. Keep coming out of this. All the way out. All that Jezebel curse, go. All that Ahab curse, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, all the way out, all the way out. In Jesus' name, you have to do it. Come out, rebellion, you come out. Come on, out, rebellion, come out, come out, come out, rebellious spirit, go all the way out. Come out, rebellion, come out, rebellion, come out, 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 come out. Come out, come out, come out, all the way out, all the way out. You know, the Bible says, submit yourselves unto your husband as unto the Lord. But you know, it also says that we as Christians are to submit ourselves one to another. So it's not just that we submit only to our husband, but we also submit one to another. The husband submits to his wife in a different way, and she submits to him in a different way as a Christian brother. And I, as a man, as a Christian sister, to a Christian sister, we submit, right? So that's another area of submission that we should have in our homes, because we are born again. We're both joint heirs of life together, eternal life, heirs together, living together in the same roof. There should be a mutual submission that way as well as the submission that a wife does to her husband as head of the home. You come out of there. Go. Keep coming out of there. All the way out. All the way out. Spirits of dissension. You come out. Dissension. Come out. Spirits of dissension. Come out. All that dissension. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Spirits of dissension. Come out. 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 Come out of there. All the way. All the way, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Spirit of betrayal, because every time a woman goes and tells all the personal stuff about her husband, she's betraying her husband. So we command the spirit of betrayal. And if the man does that to his wife, he's betraying his wife. So all that spirit of betrayal, you come out too. All that spirit of betrayal, betraying your husband, betraying your wife, come out, 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 come out. Come all the way out, all the way up out of there. In Jesus' name, go, 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 out, 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 out of there. All the way, all that spirit of betrayal. We cancel and break the curse of betrayal, mates betraying their mate. Come out, all the way out, all the way out, all betrayal and betrayal through adultery. We command that spirit to come out too, spirit of adultery. Even if you're just committing it in your own mind, in your own fantasies, in your own reading too many romance novels or thinking about romance, what it would be like with Batman or this woman. Come on, all those spirits of fantasy and adultery come out, mental adultery come out, and physical adultery too, for many have done that too. Many Christians have committed adultery on their husbands or their wives. Come out, all that adultery spirit, come out. Come out. See, adultery is when you do it and you're married. Fornication is when you have it with someone and you're not married. Okay, so come out of there. All adultery, come out. 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 Come out of there. All adultery spirits, come out. In Jesus' name, go, 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 come out. All the way out. You got to go. All adultery spirits, come out. Come on. We break those generational curses of adultery to the family line. That you may have them. You may not have committed adultery yet, but you have inherited those spirits because your dad did it, or your grandma did it, or your great-grandma, or somebody did it in the family line. So we break that curse. Command those generational adultery spirits to come out, even though you might not have done it yet. Come out. They try to set you up sometime in your life to do it, though. Come out. Mental adultery, too, in the mind. Fantasy lust in the mind. Fantasizing. Being with someone else. Or being with someone, period. If you're single and you fantasize and have fantasy sexual experience and undress people in your mind and do things you should be thinking, come out of there. All the way out in your mind. Come out. All that. All the way out, all those fantasy lusts in your mind, come out. Those spirits of fantasy, come out. Come out, all that fantasy lust, come out, come out, come out. We break the curse of fantasy lust, come out. Come out in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Go, 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 all the way out. Come out in Jesus' name. Come up out of there, all the way out. All the way out. Go, 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 go. Come out, come out, come out. Keep coming out. Keep coming out, all the way out, in Jesus' name, fantasy lust, go, come out, fantasy lust, fornication for people who are not married and been fornicating, you come out, all that fornication, spirit of fornication, come out. If you've ever fornicated, we command the fornication to come in. If you ever did it, just come out of there, go, all the way out. All that fornication spirit, come out, 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 in Jesus' name. The blood of Jesus against you, come out, all the way out, all the way up out of there. We command you to go, all fornication, go, 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 out, 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 all the way up out of there, all fornication, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, all the way out, all masturbation too, come out, all the way out, all the way out, Jesus' name, all that masturbation spirit, you come out, come on out, we break your control now, we break the power of masturbation, you come all the way out, come out, we break that control of masturbation over you, come out, all the way out. All the way out, bondage to masturbation, come out. Controlled by masturbation, come out. All the way out, go, 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 come out, 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 come out. All the way out, up and out, Jesus' name. Jesus' name. I know married people who have not been having sex with their mate, but they do masturbation. Something wrong there. You're supposed to be having sex with your mate, not be playing around with yourself, doing things like that. Come on. Come out of there. All the way out. Go, 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 go. Come out of there. All that masturbation. Go. All that sexual perversion, the sexual uncleanness. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come on up out of there. Go, 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 go. Come out of there. Move, 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 move. Up out of there. Go. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we bind you, demons, and break your control over people's lives. In Jesus' name, you come out of there. We break your grip on them. The angel, go ahead, cut and sever the grip of these demons on people. You come out of there. All the way out. all the way out, up and out, go, move, keep moving out, all the way out. Hear the pornography come out. Hear the pornography go all the way out. Looking at things and getting sexually aroused by gazing upon something and idolizing it. Come out. All the way out. Go. Come out. Come out all the way. Come on, move. Come out of there. Come out. Pornography. Come out. We break the curse of pornography. Controlled by pornography. Come out of there. In the name of Jesus, right now. Come out of there. In the name of Jesus. Go. All the way out. All the way up out of there. In the name of Jesus. Come out. Loose them and let them go right now. Loose them and let them go. Come out, up and out. In Jesus' name. Go. All the way out. Keep going. Go. In Jesus' name. We rebuke you, devil. We rebuke and break your control over people's lives right now. In Jesus' name. Keep coming out of there. In Jesus' name. Go. All those hurts and wounds, emotional hurts, traumas, wounds, marital wounds from your mate that just keep holding you in their grip. We break the power of those hurts and command them to come out of you right now. Those wounds and hurts by your mate. Come out. All the way out. Come out. All the way out. Come out. Hurts by former relationships, too. Come out. That have affected you now in your marriage relationship now that you're in. Come out. All those hurts. All those betrayals. All those wounds. Come out. All those rejections. Come out. All those breakups. Come out. Come all the way out. Move in the name of Jesus Christ. You have to go all the way up out of there. Keep coming out. Out. All the way out. Up and out. In Jesus Christ's name, you have to go. You are defeated. In Jesus' name, come out. Angels going and sword these demons today. Sword these demons. Come out. All the way out. All those hurts and wounds. Come out. Come out. Come out. All the way out. All the way up out of there. Some people are just so wounded when they go into marriage. Your marriages are basically going to be miserable marriages because they both so much baggage they're carrying in. And until they can deal with these baggages that they're carrying, there's not much hope for a peaceful home. And I've seen that too in so many cases too over the years. And Lord have mercy. Yeah, the devil's been really, really cruel to the human race because of our giving place to him through our father, Adam, when he gave place to the devil and sinned. Well, the devil's had a right to every generation since then, hasn't he? And everybody was born with demon spirits. Everybody was born with some generational stuff. Some people had worse situations with devils than others, but still everybody has some. That's what some people fail to remember and know. Some people just don't know it at all, frankly, because no one's ever taught them. But hey, it's time that people have their eyes open to deliverance and the need for it. Amen? I tell you what, this is serious. I tell you, we just break the curses of sexual diseases, sexually transmitted diseases, herpes, gonorrhea, all these different things that came into people's bodies through sexual sin. Come out right now. Come out. Come out. All the way out. All the way out. Keep coming. All those sexually transmitted diseases, those spirits that came in through that, you come out. We break the curse of that over your body. We break the virus spirits of herpes. You come out right now. All those herpes, you come out. Come out now. All the way out. All herpes. All gonorrhea spirits, all those sexually transmitted spirits come out. I forgot all the names off my head, but you come out all the way out. All those sexually transmitted diseases, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out of the body right now. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, all the way out. Come out, 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 come out. Keep coming out all the way, all the way, all hurt, all out of it, all the mario, whatever that one is. I forgot the name. Come out, keep coming out of there, all the way out. Keep coming out, all the way out. Keep going, 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 move, 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 move. In Jesus' name, come out of the body right now. All the way out, all the way out, all the way out. I know herpes can come in through, what is it, chicken pox too, but still, it needs to go, whether it came in that way or not. Go all the way out. All herpes, go, 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 go. Keep going. In Jesus' name, go, go, go. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. We break the curse of people making bad choices, repeatedly making bad choices. That spirit of bad choices, come out. Bad choices, making bad choices in relationships, bad decisions, come out. All the way out, that spirit of bad choices. We break the curse of that spirit over your life in Jesus' name. Bad choices in relationships, bad choices in decisions, come out. All the way out. Go, go, go now. Just break the curse of that. Come out of there. Everybody cough this time. Let it go. All the way up out of there. All those bad choices, bad decisions. Come out. In Jesus' name. Father, seal this deliverance that people have received today. We thank you for the time of deliverance that we've had together. And thank you, Lord, for taking these spirits where you want them to go. They have to go. And they have to stay in Jesus' name. Don't let them back in, people. Once you shut the door, his door is shut. So seal this deliverance to your people in Jesus' name. We thank you for it, Lord. All right, folks. Well, time is up again. So we'll see you next week, same time as we have the Deliverance Today broadcast, the Oasis Community Church. That's who we are. So God bless you, and we'll see you back next week. Bye-bye now.